If we look at the content and words of Ne'ilah, we find something very interesting. The focus seems to be on the idea of our being unworthy, the emphasis on our not being kedai, not being worthy, our being totally without merit on the one hand, and the idea of Hashem's great rachamim and forgiving us through rachamim, through chesed, on the other hand. Those seem to be the primary points of focus in the Ne'ilah. And it's very fascinating if we consider that really this is not just about Ne'ilah, but it's really the Levush and others point out, Ne'ilah is the culmination and the apex, the pinnacle of the process of the entire period of the Yom Noram, a period of Tshuva, starting in Elul and going through the Rosh Hashanah, sorry, Yom Tshuva, all through Yom Kippur until we come to finally to the pinnacle, which is Ne'ilah. And throughout that process, we talk about Ashamti, Bagati, etc. We talk about Alchei Shechatati Fanecha. We talk about all the reasons why we view ourselves as unworthy and undeserving. And I'd like to share a perspective on that and to try to put that into context. Why is that? Why is that the focal point? If we think about it, Chazal tell us that the reason that Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei is because that's the anniversary of Hashem's forgiving us for Chet Ha'egel. And therefore it was established as a day for tshuva, a day for kapara, a day for forgiveness for all generations. And if we think about the paradigm of Chet Ha'egel, we know that after Chet Ha'egel, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Horeinu et Drachecha, to teach him his the Darchei Hashem, the answer, of course, the response being, of course, the Yud Gimel Midot of Rachamim. And this is not just a general theological issue, though it certainly is, but it's a very specific response. The Yud Gimel Midot are very, both the question and the answer are very specific discussion of how is Hashem going to relate to the Chet Ha'egel? How is Hashem going to deal with what Bnei Yisrael have done here? And the answer is expressed through these midot of rachamim that Hashem is going to express erech apayim, Hashem is going to express these attributes of chesed, etc., mixed with an element also of accountability of din, ve'emet, ve'nakelo yinakeh, again al derech hapshat, etc. But the point is that the Yud Gimel midot constitute the framework for our understanding how it is that Hashem is going to respond to the Chet Ha'egel. The response to Chet Ha'egel, the forgiveness for Chet Ha'egel, is of course, as we said, based on Chazal, the paradigm for the Kapara of Yom Kippur. And if we think about that, it's very fascinating because when Hashem describes what what his answer is to Moshe Rabbeinu's question, how is he going to deal with Chet Ha'egel? The answer is V'chanoti et asher achon, v'richamti et asher arachem. As Gemara says in the first paragraph of Brachot, V'chanoti et asher achon, afo pi she'eno ra'oi. And the same thing, V'chanoti et asher achon, and v'richamti et asher arachem. And that's exactly the point here, that V'chanoti, as Ramban talks about the idea that it has to do with matnat chinam, that Hashem is giving us tzedakah effect, and that it's purely chesed. That's the point here, that it's v'chanoti et asher achon, afal pi she'eno kedai, afal pi she'eno ra'oi, that even though we're not deserving, that is the point of Yom Kippur. As the point of this process that culminates in the Ne'ilah. And therefore, that's exactly what we emphasize, the idea that on the one hand, that we're not kedai, that we're not worthy, we're not deserving. On the other hand, the fact that despite that, Hashem is bestowing his chesed on us and giving us kapara.